haven't heard that in so long.
Yeah.
This feels good. This feels good to hear it.
Good to be back.
Hello. Hello, America.
After a long awaited summer of getting people outdoors camping, and we are back. And today we are talking with Jessica. Hey, Jessica, did you know that I have been calling other guests Jessica after our last podcast?
All right. I love that I just need one name now. I'm just Jessica.
Jessica, yeah. That's awesome. You're like the Cher of the travel world. Just Jessica.
Yeah. I was so excited about our last one that I just wanted it to happen again. And so everyone was being called Jessica. And so I'm pretty sure you're the only guest we can have now.
Yeah. Hope you're cool with that.
I'm okay with that.
Well, official greeting. Hello to Jessica O'Reilly from TravelIowa.com. How are you, Jessica? How is your last few months since we talked? How has things been?
They've been. I'm doing well. The family has stayed healthy, knock on wood. And so bringing the kiddo home from his first semester of college here this week for 2 months. So it will be a major adjustment, I think, for all of us, him being back here and us having him back.
Sounds like you need to buy him an RV so he can stay out in that.
I know, he could, right? Or me. Maybe I want to stay
there you go.
In the RV.
There you go. It's for mom and dad that way.
Exactly.
Well, we wanted to get to Jessica with us because, obviously, we're heading into the holiday season, and there's a lot of stuff to do that you can still do safely and distanced, and a lot of it just driving through and seeing a lot of cool stuff in Iowa.
You got it. Yes, we want people to stay safe, especially these days. I mean, every time we want people to be safe, but especially in these unprecedented times, as they say, it's important to be safe.
If I never hear the phrase unprecedented times or uncertain times again, I'll be okay. I would be absolutely fine with not hearing it.
You can pretty much count on not coming for me. I can't even pronounce the thing. So.
I won't say it again today.
No, but for you, it's okay.
Other people are bothered by pivot, but it just makes me laugh because all I think about is the Friends episode when they're moving the couch. And that is, anytime someone says pivot, I literally think of Ross yelling pivot, and it makes me laugh.
Pivot?
So, there you are.
Pivot? Well, Jessica,
right.
Let's... So there's no, you know, as we get together, there hasn't been a lot of snow yet, but whether it snows or not, there's going to be a lot of stuff to see outside. Before we even get into a list of things to do, from the travel side of things, what have you heard from folks about people going out around the state of Iowa? And we know there have been a lot of folks going to state parks and county parks and everything.
Yes, I think those will continue to be popular because you don't have to hibernate. I mean, there are people who enjoy exercising outside in the winter. And a lot of the, you know, trails are open for cross-country skiing when we get enough snow and that type of thing. So those are a possibility. We're also seeing a lot of people exploring the smaller towns. So that's kind of nice that people are branching out and going to maybe a less densely populated area and exploring what there is to offer there, the shops and such.
Cool. So did you see, just before we really dive into some of the winter activity stuff, did you see, because after when we first talked, it was stuff was all pretty well shut down. We were trying to figure out how to stay home and kind of virtually travel from staying home. But it wasn't long after we talked that stuff opened back up and the campgrounds kind of just exploded. Did you see Travel Iowa? Did you see a large increase in people utilizing the website and traveling that way, or what did you see?
I don't know that we saw over last year a great increase on the website at all. I mean, certainly park attendance and usage was way up. I think you've got people who, you know, you've got the camp that, or the group that's ready to go no matter what, and then you've got the more cautious group. And so balancing the two of those, and I think sometimes people fluctuate between the groups where they feel comfortable traveling, right. And then as things happen, they feel like less comfortable, if that makes sense. But we also just see a lot of road trips, people were, you know, more comfortable in their own vehicles or RVs, more comfortable controlling their environment as much as they could. And so those people maybe felt a little more comfortable branching out and traveling. Cool. Did that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, when we know what we hear from people is they listen to our podcast while they're traveling, you know, driving back and forth. I mean, I've had a number of people on Facebook say, hey, we were driving out here, listen to your podcast. So what we're going to talk about today is geared especially to people that like to get in the car and drive, because most everything that we've got on, and Jessica kind of went together and put a list for us here of things you can drive to, don't even have to get out of your car. Go look at Christmas lights. You know, you can stop off and get hot chocolate if you want. But for most of it, it's stay in the car, look at the Christmas lights, and then head back home.
Exactly.
It's perfect. Just that easy. So let's start. Let's assume that most all this stuff it has begun. We'll just kind of go around the area, and I'll show Key in the list. He's not seen the list before.
I haven't.
You see the list now
in front
of you?
I've done as much research this time as I did the last time. Which I think makes...
I got you.
I think it makes for better content for me, personally. So.
I just have the list. I just say, so Jessica, let's start talking about light displays. Let's go from Mount Pleasant and go from spot to spot. So tell us a little bit about each one of these spots, starting in Mount Pleasant.
Okay, certainly. And a lot of these are either, as we said, open now or like open Thanksgiving to the end of the year, or some even go into early January. So plenty of opportunity to go take in some of these light displays. I'm going to go over a few of them here, but you can find a few others on our list at traveliowa.com. Conveniently, right there on the homepage, there's a button for holiday light displays. But as you said, we'll start in Mount Pleasant. The Festival of Lights Christmas display through December 31st. It's at the Midwest Old Threshers Campground, so a lot of your people should know where that is. Lights up 60 acres of their park in what is described as the largest holiday display in the Midwest.
60 acres?
Not your rinky-dink fee. 60 acres.
Wow.
And you can drive all that, or you have to look at it all from the road?
Nope, you drive through it.
My gosh.
Wow, that'd take like a whole holiday.
There you go. Well, you have between now and December 31st. You should be able to make it, I would guess.
Squeeze that one in. There's one in, so that one's at the old Threshers Grounds in Mount Pleasant, up in Decorah, up in northeast Iowa. I happened to be by the area, a week or so ago, and they were setting that up. The Magical Nights up around Decorah in Winnesheek County in far northeast Iowa. Tell us a little bit about that one.
So this one runs through December 27th at the Pulpit Rock Campground. It's in their 25th year of keeping winter nights merry and bright for the hundreds of cars that visit each evening. And they have like a tunnel of lights, apparently. So there you are.
Nice. Kian, have you ever been to Clinton, Iowa?
I think I have.
Named after President Bill Clinton. No, it's George
Fact
Clinton.
Check.
Oh, Fact okay. Check. It was George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. They have a symphony of lights. It's true. It's on the internet. A symphony of lights up in Clinton or over in Clinton. Where is this located at? And kind of what are some of the features of that stop?
You know, that's hilarious. I don't even have it on my notes. It's in a park in Clinton. That's so funny. Like, I just, as soon as you were like, where is it? I was like, it's in Clinton. just go to our website, traveliowa.com. We'll help you out.
There you go. There's one.
Holiday displays, over 500,000 lights, like magnificent castles, beautiful blue streams, and a gingerbread lodge. It's a 1.1 mile loop. Okay. Beaming with holiday spirit.
When is the right time? And I'm going to go off subject here for a second. When's the right time to hang up Christmas lights and start that process? I just don't know. I mean, does it vary depending on what group you're with? Like, if you're like a camper, is there a certain time that you
need hang to, up your lights or put a wreath out?
I mean, or at your house in general. I don't know. And because I struggle with that so much, I've never put lights up. I've just
ever.
Ever. At my house.
What?
Yeah.
What? How do you not put any lights up?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
When do you put lights up?
Me or Jessica?
Jessica. Sorry.
Well, I don't. My husband does when he feels like it. But generally, like the one warm day, though we've had more than one warm day in November, is the day that he will do it if he's going to go. But there are some years we don't because he just doesn't feel like it, and that's fine. I would say by the end of November. However, I will say asterisk for 2020, if putting up Christmas lights and having them on brings you joy, all the more power to you.
Sure.
Do it. I don't care when you turn them on.
Sure. I'm with you on that.
I put the ones out on my fence like last weekend, and I put the little candles in the window because I've been working a lot from home. So like over like one of my lunch breaks, I'd run upstairs, put the suction cup candles in the window, put them on the timer, but nothing gets turned on until like the day after Thanksgiving.
That seems reasonable. Like day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Like we have a big tree lighting ceremony at the house where I just flip the switch.
I've been catching a lot of flack for the Christmas music in the store. Evidently I'm looked at as some sort of DJ within the store, and Christmas music started coming on. I had no control over that, and I've been catching a lot of flack for that. Everyone tells me not until after Thanksgiving, and I don't know. It was a question worth asking, I thought.
That's the rule in my, growing up, that was the rule in my house. My dad would tell my mom no Christmas music until after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. See, radio stations
except
now.
Except for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, radio stations flip like day after Halloween. Boom. It's November 1st, Christmas music.
Yep.
And it's all like holly jolly. The problem is there's only like 20 Christmas songs and you hear the same 20 Christmas songs over and over. And over again.
Yeah.
But lights, I still can't believe you hadn't put lights out. At all.
No.
That's so weird. Go get some lights.
I gotta go buy lights.
And, go buy some lights.
You know, I'm kind of like one of those all-in, all-out kind of guys.
Go all in. Go Clark Griswold on it.
Yeah.
Cover the house in 25,000 lights. Do it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll cover the whole roof. I just put a new roof on my house from after the storm, so I want to highlight the fact that it's a new roof and make people look at it. So
nothing better for a new roof than stapling lights to it.
And you know what? No better way to cover up the fact that the roof doesn't match the siding
than lighting it up, illuminating it so everyone can see. Jessica O'Reilly with us here on the Curious Camper podcast. All right, so we'll get Kian his own Christmas lights. In the meantime, there are more lights up Waverly. That's around, like, if you're on the Waterloo area, go a little bit further north of that. Tell me a little bit about and tell us about the light display in Waverly for Christmas lights and everything.
So this one runs just after Thanksgiving through Christmas. Started 25 years ago as a humble yard display of string lights. So there you go. This could be 25 years from now, we could come back and he'd have his own, like, huge, massive display that started this 2020.
He's taking notes of all the places he can go to and take lights from so that way he doesn't have to buy lights for his house. That's what he's doing.
Borrows the term.
Borrow. Borrow.
That is very Grinchy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Waverly has started out as a humble yard display of string lights and cutouts, but now a Christmas spectacular with choreographed music. That's right. The light displays literally dance, or so they tell me.
You could do that, Kian. Like when you get your lights up on the house, get like a little radio. So when people drive by, you have your music and all the lights go. Da, 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 da,
I'm thinking
music.
I'd just get a couple handheld strobe lights and
dance around with the lights.
I do my own choreography and stand out in the front, and it's gonna be hard because nobody drives
drive
by.
Maybe a flaming baton. You could go like on TikTok.
get like a TikTok and like the strobe lights. The show only runs once a night from 5 to 5:12, but that's it. It's totally worth it if you stop by. Oh, my goodness.
That sounds cool, though. Yeah. How do they coordinate that? I mean, do you know how do they do that?
It's a program, isn't it, Jessica, where it's like all computerized, from what I understand, do that?
I would guess so. There's someone in my neighborhood who has one of those like low-frequency radio stations that you tune in as you drive by, and so it's his light, I assume it's a him, the person's light, timed with the music. So, yes, there must be there's probably an app for that.
That's exactly.
Where's that one at?
That's in Waverly.
Waverly.
You know, you've been to Waverly, the Fainting Goat and the OP up there.
I know. I've never been to those places at all.
No, I've driven by them on my way to church.
Exactly.
I've never been in.
But But yeah, I'm familiar with Waverly.
You've been up to Waverly. Yeah. Altoona, home of Adventureland and Altoona and Prairie Meadows. They also have a big, was it Jolly Holiday Lights in Altoona. Is this an Adventureland or where do they have that?
Yes, this so it's a Central Iowa tradition for decades. Used to be over at Des Moines Waterworks Park, you know, just south of downtown. But it kept flooding even in the winter, so they moved it to Altoona at the Adventureland campground. So you can check that out. More than 100 displays, or nearly 100 displays there at the park. And
wow, that would be so cool to drive through that.
Do you drive through or do you walk through? Do you know?
You drive through. I have actually done that one. You drive through.
We totally got to do that. That would be awesome.
That sounds sweet.
Road trip.
Oh, do you get to go through the underground tunnel?
You may have to do it in your car, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that takes some of the fun. But that's still fun, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I was thinking go through the underground tunnel, talk to Big Bad Bob or whatever.
Oh, yeah, like the old underground ride. And
yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm sure with liability they wouldn't let you do that.
Yeah, sure.
Legally.
Over
sanctioned.
Over the campground, not the actual park.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a difference. I was like, watch them from the tornado. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
The winter work. Wonderscape at Ryman Gardens. This is something, and I've been to the Ryman Gardens in Ames, where it's beautiful in the spring and summertime, but it sounds like it looks really nice even in the wintertime, how they get it all decorated up there.
Well, we're about to find out, because this is their first outdoor walk-through holiday light show.
Ooh.
So there you are. With a variety of immersive light displays throughout their entire 17-acre site. You can walk through. So obviously, this one you're walking through because you're probably not, you know, not like you can drive through the garden.
Well,
so
you could
walk through.
You could, but it would do a lot of damage, and I didn't want you to do that.
Yeah, let's not suggest that people do that. They're
yeah, don't
walk
do that.
Through brightly lit tunnels, meander through fantasy lights, falling like stars, view massive disco balls twirling to laser lights. I know that's right up your alley, Justin. And enjoy a 20-foot wide fountain and a wide array of other sparkling wonders.
I think we get Kian like 5 disco balls and Christmas lights. You'd be like Christmas at Studio 54. Merry Christmas. Totally would work.
Oh gosh.
This is why we don't prep, because then you miss out on these moments like
well,
this.
Well, I know. It's
off the cuff.
If I haven't given if I haven't given my family any more reason to discredit you know, my goals and aspirations in life, I don't know if this would help. So
if your mom and dad are listening, there's still time to get disco balls for Kian's Christmas display.
Yeah, I think, but this has to be, that it has to be isolated to one day, one night.
No.
Kind of like.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no.
I mean, if you're going to go to all the effort, it should be for more than one night.
Right?
Sure.
And she's an expert on travel, Kian.
She does. She knows. She knows. I know.
She knows.
She wouldn't recommend anything that would be bad for me.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. But Jessica, what? Jessica will never join us again. Playhouse on the Air. Is this an actual, like, you can go to... like the actual theater and see Miracle on 34th Street, or is this one of those you drive in and watch it from your car things in Des Moines?
This is actual go if you're comfortable, but there are other options. So let me backtrack for just a hot second, because I didn't tell you when you could go to Ryman Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
So December 3rd through January 2nd. So like the entire month of December, basically, and into January.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so... On to the Playhouse on the Air presents Miracle on 34th Street, running December 4th through the 20th at Des Moines Playhouse in Des Moines. You will enter a 1940s radio studio where a radio host, sound effects artist, and the star-studded acting company bring the holiday classic Miracle on 34th Street to life. So perfect for the whole family. So as true confessions here, I've never seen the movie. Okay. Nor have I seen It's a Wonderful Life, where we're confessing holiday movies we've never seen. So there you are.
I did see Christmas Vacation. That's one of my favorites. If it's on TV, you got to sit through it and watch it. That's the rule.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible.
Okay.
That's
the way it is.
I'm sorry. I digress. But back to the podcast. So you can go to the actual theater and enjoy it if you're comfortable doing that, obviously masked up and all those appropriate precautions taken. However, they are doing a live stream of the opening night performance on Friday, December 4th that you could get to watch. Or they're also recording that opening night performance and making it available on demand viewing December 9th through the 27th.
There you go. Little theater.
So how about that?
Little Christmas theater. And then last on our list of things to go see in the car and go do is an actual parade down in Oskaloosa, the Lighted Christmas Parade. When is it and where is it and what is it, Jessica?
It is December 5th in Oskaloosa, and it is occurring in a modified reverse parade format. So similar to a drive-through holiday light display in that you'll drive through the display and stay in the warmth and comfort of your vehicle. While you are there, however, you should also take in their painting with lights that they do on their downtown building. Here, Kian, is your goal. 200,000 LED lights on their downtown buildings. That runs through mid-January. So painting with lights through mid-January, the actual parade, December 5th.
Wow.
That's a lot of lights.
That is a lot of lights. And you can see that from space. Probably. I mean, that...
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think any astronaut's going to look down and see my house there in Toddville and recognize the disco balls and me dancing. Not like that.
If it grows year after year, they will. Yeah. We start by borrowing like five this year.
From now.
Yeah.
Well, or I just let those good folks have all the glory.
That's an easy way out, but yeah, that works. Jessica, I want to ask you, you know, obviously this stuff that's going on, one thing that we had in the store here was the Travel Iowa Guide for spring and summer, which was such a huge hit, had so many things to do in the spring and summertime. There's one that's out now that's like winter and fall for ideas to do around the state of Iowa and everything. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what's in that and some ideas to get out and about, not only around the holidays, but, you know, over the winter months here, too.
You know, it's our first, let me be clear, it's our first ever fall winter travel guide. So get it for pure collectors. Because I'm sure it's going to be, you know, a timeless classic.
I'm sure.
So there are lots of things to do in the fall and winter. I mean, spring and summer... I'm sure, you know, summer is like peak travel season, but we're actually seeing fall is right up there, giving summer a lot of competition. People like to get out and explore the fall colors, whether they do that through a trail or taking one of the scenic byways or any of those types of things. That's a big popular activity, pumpkin patches, apple orchards, all those, which are done for the season now. So we got to focus on winter. And so we've got coming up in January, I think, asterisk, because 2020 could continue to next year, the University of Okoboji Winter Games, their 40th anniversary. So lots of fun there at the fictional university. Have any of you been to the Winter Games in Okoboji?
I have a friend that goes to it every year. But I've never been.
I've never even heard of it.
So I have, here's the true confession, I have not been to Okoboji in the summer yet, but I have been to Winter Games, and it is a lot of fun. They do, you know, the polar plunge that you can watch crazy people do. They do, it totally escaped me, snowmobile races, and they do like a chili cook-off and a chocolate thing. Broomball, that's what I was looking for, broomball. And then last year, apparently, they did a snowga. So like yoga in the snow. I've seen pictures that look hilarious.
You had me at chili cook-off.
Yeah, chili cook-off.
There you go.
That was the winner. Do you like your chili spicy, sweet, or normal?
Normal.
Nah, just kind of bland.
I am.
She's never going to come back. You keep picking on Jessica. You're like, I'm never going back there.
Yeah, I'm bland.
Okay, I'm just curious.
He's taking copious notes over here. He's writing. He's like a doctor writing down notes on his prescription over there.
All right.
This
I will say in the travel guide itself, fall winter. So order it at traveliowa.com. We have a whole section on being a kid again and places you can go for like sledding and ice skating, and then there are some indoor activities as well.
Nice. Well, Jessica,
arcades and
I know you got to run because you got like actual Travel Iowa things to do and stuff. Would you leave us with like parting words of wisdom that we can feast upon as we get ready for the holiday season?
I've got my notepad ready.
Yeah.
Wow. No pressure there. I think just travel smart and travel safely. And even if you're not comfortable traveling now, that is perfectly okay. You can order your travel guide and plan your next vacation or visit traveliowa.com and plan where you want to go next year when you're feeling, when hopefully we're on the other side of this and things are a little more back to normal.
Absolutely. Well, Jessica, thanks for making time for us today and for our Curious Camper podcast.
Yeah, appreciate
it. You guys stay healthy and have a good holiday season, all right?
Same to all of you as well. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Yeah. There goes our good friend Jessica O'Reilly with traveliowa.com. Thank her for the time this morning. I feel like you touched on a number of things, Kian, that we could springboard into our next episode, like this versus that. Like, how do you like your chili and Christmas lights? And
yeah,
everything.
I was starting to hint at things. It's all pretty much based on things that I like and I'm curious about. So I hope everyone else is, you know, at least likes the things that I like. Otherwise, they're not gonna listen anymore.
It's gonna be a boring episode. So next time it's things that Kian likes.
Yes.
And compared to what everyone else thinks.
Right. That'll go a long ways.
There you go.
But no, really cool conversation with her. Who'd have thought about all those things that you could do? So
driving through Adventureland, you know, RV park.
That's
going to
be
lights.
That's on the list.
That's and then Waverly and then all the spots. That's just traveliowa.com is where you got to go check all that stuff out. Right. So
cool. Well, appreciate it, gang. Talk to you next time.